It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the dangers of children on farms sparked by this ProPublica investigation where state and local authorities were horrified by conditions on a Dane County dairy farm and circumstances in the death of an 8-year-old child who was run over by a skid steer in 2019. Call in with questions and concerns about workplace safety in children on farms, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Barbara Lee is a senior research scientist with the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety, which is based at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. Barbara, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
How typical is the situation that led to Jefferson Rodriguez's death?
It's difficult to say that that's really typical because in Wisconsin, the majority of dairy farms are run and really having their own family children conduct a lot of the work and be in the environment. This situation is I think becoming more typical. And what we have to keep in mind is that agriculture in and of itself is one of the most dangerous occupations in the country. And then putting any child into a dangerous work situation can lead to a traumatic event like this.
How common, though, are child injuries or deaths on farms? What does your data tell you?
Well, there's really no official numbers for the United States. We used to get information from the government on injuries and deaths on farms, but those systems no longer collect data. What we know is that on average, there's about 100 deaths on farms across the country, and about 4 of those happen in Wisconsin each year. And what's interesting for us is we see the news. It comes across our desk sometimes on a daily basis. And there's kind of some typical scenarios of what's going on. And it's most surprising to people that about 2/3 and sometimes more than that of the children who are killed on farms are not working. These are little kids who just happen to be in a very dangerous work situation.
And so what you're saying, though, too, there aren't any numbers on how many children actually are living on these working dairy farms where their parents are working as well.
Correct. The last time the government collected any numbers on that was in 2014. And we know the numbers of farms have gone down. The number of kids and families has gone down.
You know, we often hear these referred to as farm accidents. And I think, you know, I would imagine you want to clarify that because these accidents are preventable. Is that right?
That's right. You know, we in the world of injury prevention do not use the word accident. We think that that really implies it's an act of God. It's not preventable, but we know that injuries and injury events are very predictable and preventable. And if you look at the automobile industry, they eliminated using the word accident more than 20 years ago. So we really prefer that people call it what it is. It's an injury event. It might be a tractor crash, some kind of a crushing and machinery event, but it's definitely not an accident. And honestly, we kind of go nuts when people use the word freak accident because these things we see repeatedly. They just are not that rare.
When you discuss typical scenarios, what are some things that seem to come up over and over? Is it the machinery on the farm? Is it something else? Is it the cattle? What are these encounters like?
Well, I've been reading these news clippings and hearing stories for over 30 years. And if you ask me, the typical, the most common is a father or a grandfather taking a young child on a tractor. They're an extra rider on the tractor, or it's a joy ride, or they're there because they don't have any other childcare. And something happens, you know, the tractor hits a bump, it hits a curb, ditch, and the child falls out, is run over. And even a tractor cab is not a safe place for a child.
Let's take a call now. Dan is joining us from St. Croix County. Dan, hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to bring up?
Well, I'll tell you that I am not a farmer, but I am involved with county government. I'm a county supervisor in St. Croix County. And I do work with dairy farmers in many aspects. And I'm concerned with regulation in some ways. I do not mean to minimize in any way the tragedy that this family has had happen to them. But I'm also concerned with the ability of farmers to do business and exist. We have so many dairy farmers who are suffering financially because of the fluctuations in market. Just because we see prices going up in the grocery stores, farmers don't see additional profits. So if regulation is the answer, and I think this should be said, that also regulation should include protections for the farmers, that farmers themselves shouldn't bear the cost of additional protections, because in not only people who come from other countries to work on our farms are hurt, people who belong to farm families are also injured in farm accidents.
Dan, you bring up such important points, and I want to have Barbara respond here as you look at those safety regulations. They come with a cost, Barbara, and can eat into potential profits, as Dan points out.
Right. I think you bring up a good point about what is the role of public policy and regulations. And in the case of Jefferson, I think a lot of different systems failed. He wasn't in school. The farm wasn't necessarily up to safety standards. The equipment wasn't safe. But it's not always that regulations are going to help in that area. We really think that in terms of children and farming, it's a tough call. You know, people want to farm. They want to have kids. But we really believe that we have to set the priorities of where are the children when the work is going on, and can I afford to be a farmer and a parent at the same time? So systems like better childcare, better access to personal protective equipment, and general kind of safety training and support for improving the overall safety of a farm is really important.
And you also have to think about the logistics, improve childcare, and yet there are so many childcare deserts. And on a farm in a rural area, it might be miles and miles away to the nearest childcare provider if they can get a slot.
I agree. And that's a big issue that we're trying to work on now, is finding public support for better childcare services so that parents, if they do want to work full time on the farm, they have some options where their children are going to be. Certainly during the school year, it helps, you know, if they've got school aged kids. But other than that, during the summer, during breaks, and especially for the little tykes, if they don't have off farm childcare, you're put into a situation where you're trying to get the work done while you're watching the kids, and it puts both in jeopardy because you're less productive at work and your child may be put in harm's way.
There are children working on farms and children living on them. When you look at these injuries, is one group of children more at risk?
Definitely. The numbers would show that it's the little children, 7 and under. Just in Wisconsin in the last few years, most of the children who were killed were like 2 years old or 4 years old. Again, these are people who are not contributing to the work, and they should just be in a better place. But at the same time, I think it's important for us to acknowledge that farming is a wonderful place for kids to grow up. Parents want their kids to get acquainted with the farm environment. And the question is, how can they do that safely so that a child who has that great opportunity to grow up on a farm also has a chance to be healthy and safe and enjoy the best that farming can give them?
I see the tractor ride there is coming to mind, and just giving that child what it is like, something that perhaps that mother or father also had at their age. And I think what you're trying to say here is safety first. You really have to look that this is machinery, and there could be a lot of risks involved for a young child.
Absolutely. And the tractor is a perfect example of an old tradition that has to change. And we say it's easier to bury a tradition than a child.
Talking about farm safety with Barbara Lee, a Wisconsin scientist based at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. You can join in with your questions, your insights and experiences, 800-642-1234. Barbara, something that hasn't come up in our conversation is how often children are injured by toxins, toxic fertilizers or pesticides, chemicals on the farm that are used on the fields, on the crops.
So that's a good question, and we really don't have good data to tell us about that. There's no required reporting of it, and it typically turns out to be a more chronic problem for them. So they're not going to the emergency room where we might be able to count the numbers. The other thing to keep in mind is the packaging of a lot of these chemicals is much better. It's stronger, and they're used in different ways than you know, when I first started, we had a lot of kids that would ingest dairy pipeline cleaner because it looked like water. These types of cleaning systems and cleaning fluids are now locked up and packaged such that little kids rarely can get access to them.
How should they be? How should they be on the farm in terms of locked up or in separate areas, or how do you see them being used in terms of, on the farm and put away in a place that can't be accessed unless by an adult?
Well, I suppose you could think of it like a loaded firearm. You know, how do you keep that away from children so that they don't have access to it? And then you limit the number of people who actually do have access to chemicals such as that.
Barbara Lee is director of the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety based at Marshfield Clinic here in Wisconsin. Bring your questions, your comments about farming operations and the safety concerns for children. What's coming up for you? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. ProPublica continues to investigate safety concerns on dairy farms in Wisconsin and the Midwest. We look at next steps for how to improve workplace safety, especially when children are around these operations. Still time to surface questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. Barbara Lee is Senior Research Scientist at the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety. Let's bring in Tom in Watertown. Hi, Tom. What would you like to convey?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and the kids grew up on a farm, and I've worked on it since, actually, I was in the barn before I was even in grade school. And our kids have been, we took our kids to all the farmer safety stuff and the tractor safety. They went through the course, and I'm all for safety, but we can't just lock our kids in either. I probably learned more helping my dad and stuff on a farm than and I think the main thing here is when you're doing your work and you got a kid along, you got to slow her down about 3-4 gears. You can't be, just take it slow.
Be slow and deliberate. Yes. Tom, I want to ask Barbara here to join in on what is your reaction to Tom's story?
Well, Tom, it's very typical. And we hear this a lot from people, the traditions that have been passed along and the things that kids have done. And I commend you for your participation in the safety events and certainly for considering that working with children, you need to take a different approach, go much slower and a lot more supervision and that type of thing. So I think the first thing we think about is having the farm safe for the adult workers so that the equipment is up to standards and you have safe protocols and policies in terms of who can do what by when, and then get the kids involved when they're ready, physically, emotionally, socially, to take on different types of activities. So I think there are good things that happen. We know there's great things that happen when kids can grow up on a farm. But let's just be wise about when they're involved and how they're involved.
Tom brings up farm safety courses, tractor safety courses. How accessible are these across Wisconsin?
Well, unfortunately, they're less accessible than they used to be. Part of that is funding, part of that is demand. So we do have a number of resources online available. Our own center has a website, cultivatesafety.org, that has multiple guidelines for children's work, different types of work, guidelines for developing safe play areas on farms, and a lot of information that way. There's also Safety Day events that go on, and then certainly the tractor certification course that the state tries to provide when they can, that is for kids starting at the age of 12.
What might a safe play area on a farm be like?
Well, just imagine a yard next to the house.
Yes.
That has a fence, a nice fenced in area. And we recommend that you have use some of the farming things like a calf hutch or a tire for a sand box, little play areas. And certainly an important part is a place for the adults to sit. So there can be adult maybe sitting and folding laundry or something outside on the picnic table while the kids are playing in that enclosed area. The biggest recommendation we always have is a physical barrier between the child and the dangerous work area or the driveway.
And so staying in that area and having that adult present really helpful there, that separates maybe the other barns on the property and the fields and in other areas where the work is underway.
Right. And you know what? In that play area, you can have your toy tractors, your trucks, you know, your skid steers and your ATVs, all your fun little things that make you feel close to the farm environment without being exposed to the hazards.
I want to turn to federal regulations on the farm. Family farms, they're exempt from child labor restrictions that are enforced by federal authorities. And so children of any age can work on the farm, no restrictions on the number of hours they work. Should there be tighter regulations here?
I'm not sure that that's possible to do that. We would like to see definitely the list of hazardous occupation orders updated that shows for kids working in other industries, such as operating machinery or handling chemicals. We think that those ages should be the same, whether you're in agriculture or construction or mining. But in terms of regulations for kids working on family farms, I just don't see that happening because it would just be extremely hard to enforce. However, the one thing that I think we've been remiss on is following up with legal consequences for when there's unsafe or reckless behavior. And we know that in a number of cases where a child dies, people are just goofing off or somebody is intoxicated and taking a child for a joyride on a tractor. In those types of cases, I think it's important that the legal system does get involved and look at, is this some kind of gross negligence or reckless endangerment of the child, and then follow up in order to really ensure that that farm does not become the site of future tragedies for kids.
Talking about farm safety with Barbara Lee, Wisconsin scientist at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. Still time to join in at 800-642-1234. Barbara, the New York Times reported how migrant children are often working really treacherous jobs in our country, including many agricultural jobs. Could more enforcement of existing child labor laws help protect children on farms?
Certainly, if they are hired children and doing seasonal work, definitely the regulations should be looking at what are the jobs these kids are doing, making sure they're not exposed to pesticides or heavy machinery, this type of thing. And then really looking at the hours of work so that we don't have kids, you know, as young as 12 working 14 or 16 hour days.
You know, research institutes like yours are often guided by really good data, and it sounds like in this particular area, there's a good bit of murky data, and that you're really charged with having to find that with the absence of some sound federal data. You know, how do you know what to focus on in the absence of really good numbers at a research institute?
It's a good question. We really do depend on stories from people. And our center collects news clippings. We have the largest collection of publicly available news. It's in a database, and this captures all of the states in our country. And we rely on that to show us trends. So for example, we talk about Jefferson, the Nicaraguan boy who was run over by a skid steer. And that's a trend that we see is really growing, that the increased use of those skid steers, because they're kind of like small tractors. They're used by young people, and they're used more often and around the clock. And little kids are just not visible when a skid steer is moving quickly in and around a barn. So we rely on the news, we rely on our colleagues across the country to highlight what are the big issues.
Barbara, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Barbara Lee is a research scientist, senior research scientist at the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety, which is based at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back.